For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
We've been doing a lot of festivals lately and a lot of guest DJs, and today we have a really simple show. It's time to just sit back, relax, and listen to some new music.
And we've been collecting the new music over about the month and a half. We've been traveling or doing guest DJs, and like she said, we have a stack of records to play for you, so we're going to get right into the music. In fact, we're starting with something that Jasmine brought in.
This is Los Animales Superforros from Argentina, and this is the song Arpeggio.
I've never heard of these guys, but I really like what I'm hearing. Tell me about it.
This is the Argentine band Los Animales Superforros. It's kind of a pun on the Welsh group, the super furry animals. except that forro in Argentine Spanish is an insult. It means jerk or condom. So it's
nice.
The super asshole animals instead of the super furry animals. Obviously there's a lot of animal collective influences. They're a group comprised of Argentines and a Colombian musician. And, you know, Marlon Bishop, who works for WNYC and blogs for MTV Iggy sometimes, he's a great reporter. We ran into him in Mexico, and he turned me on to this band. And the fact that they're doing that mix of, like, folk and electronica, which ZZK has kind of a share on.
The record label ZZK.
Yeah, the record label ZZK. This band is not associated with ZZK, but they're doing something similar in that fusion of folk and Andean rhythms and music and electronica elements.
I don't think you can go wrong. I mean, you'd have to really mess it up. Because you're starting with these rich traditions and then you're adding this interesting electronica stuff and maybe some indie rock or some folk stuff. It's really hard to mess up, and these guys clearly hit it out of the park. I really like it.
I was reading that some of the band members for Los Animales Superforros are from Patagonia, from a town that is known for this one activity, which is that you kind of have like a surfboard on in the fields, and you let the wind carry you through the fields. It's like windsurfing, but in fields.
Really?
And that's interesting to me because their sound is as vast as I imagine that landscape. You know, it's a very vast, echoing, humongous sound with these billowing beats. And that seems to be kind of the landscape where they're from Patagonia. So landscape influencing sound. Felix, what are you going to play for us?
Okay, from the wide open spaces of Patagonia to the very cramped quarters here in Washington, D.C., this is a band called The Funk Arc, and this is their track, Wayward Bill. Thank you.
I like it. I wish it went somewhere. I don't know, but you know how I am. I'm very climax oriented. Sorry. That sounded strange. But I am. But
I like
a song that crescendos and goes places.
You like the journey.
I'm not that much into free form with no end.
No destination.
No, yeah, I need a destination.
You need a destination. That pretty much wraps up kind of where we are musically, because I enjoy the journey and like the destination is not really important. You know, this song, if you listen to it and just it's repeating that same little rhythmic groove over and over, the subtleties in it though, it's like the piano has this really nice, if you listen to the piano throughout, it really builds and builds and then crescendos like you like it too. But when you put that against the context of everything else more or less being the same, you know, there are horn parts and
right.
There's the other things, these other elements, but that rhythm thing stays the same throughout the whole way. That in itself to me is like, that is part of the beauty of something like this.
No, I do really like what's happening in this track though. It has like a really nice funk and I'm a big fan of those guitar plucks. I like it.
This band's from Washington, D.C. Their album's coming out. It's called High Noon. It's produced by a guy named Adrian Quesada, who's with the group from Austin, Grupo Fantasma. And the entire band is steeped in the traditional funk sounds of James Brown.
Right.
The Meters from New Orleans.
Which is why I love it.
And
it's
also
funk.
And also, if you listen to the rest of the record, you can hear some Fania All-Stars. You can definitely hear some Santana. And then comes more contemporary sounds. I think you hear a little bit of Medeski, Martin Wood, some of these other influences. But again, they speak to me because they're speaking my language. That 70s funk where they mix in all these different elements.
I love it. I love it. Can I take you back to Brazil now?
Let's go.
This is Criollo, the rapper, doing Mario. I was introduced to this song by Beco Dranoff. Beco Dranoff is a Brazilian music super producer. He's produced some of the biggest names in Brazilian music. We've had him on our show to talk about what's happening in Brazilian music today. And he has his own show, Sonoridade, which we will link to. Also, Beco Dranoff has the sexiest voice in radio, undoubtedly.
Oh.
Sorry, Felix.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay.
So,
well, just for that, I'm just going to bring the music up. Since I'm producing this show, I'm just going to drown you out. A gente já dançava o shimmy shimmy a. Chico avisar, a roda não vai parar. E quem se julga nata, cuidado pra não coiar. Atitudes de amor devemos samplear. Mulato, astraque, fela, curte, escutar. Pregar a paz, sim, é questão de honra. Pois o mundo real não é o rancho da pamonha aí. E pode crer mais de 500 mil manos. So he's joining an army of Brazilian rappers. And what does he do that makes himself stand out? And to get the attention of somebody like Beco Dranoff?
Well, his sound is fantastic. I mean, you can hear him mixing some traditional Brazilian styles with rapping. He's really one of Brazilian music's most critically acclaimed rappers today and spoken word artists. He actually started when he was 10 years old in 1985. His first song was a punk rock song about Sao Paulo. And he's really taken that torch of political protest from Caetano Veloso and Gilberto Gil and Chico Buarque. In fact, as an artist who does a lot of socially conscious music, probably one of the best compliments you can get is from Caetano Veloso, who said the following about Criollo. He said, "From his direct and enigmatic verses emerges a political discourse that seems intimately personal. He has not turned himself into a bulletproof tank to answer injustice. On the contrary, he exposes his sensibilities." I'm noticing that we have a lot of Brazil on today's show. You also brought a Brazilian artist.
This is the Brazilian vocalist Seu, which means sky.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't know that. This is from her new album, and I'm going to completely blow the Portuguese here. Caravana Sereia Bloom. This is a song called Contravento.
Against the Wind.
Tudo que se passa dentro da cabeça. Olho na estrada, vaga, paisagem que acalma, veloz, a mente não para, distraindo o tempo, árvore parada, carro em movimento, rosto na janela, som do contravento, o vento é um menino, bolindo com a gente, corre pela saia. Mando assento, a poeira sobe, o zóio ela fere, a boca ela seca, a pele ela rasga, o vento é um menino, bolindo com a gente, corre pela saia, bem contra a parede, bem contra a parede.
I like this song. I have to say, I was a little underwhelmed by the album as a whole. It was a little bland for me, a little bit too smooth jazz. But it has some really good tracks, and this is one of them.
You know, there's something, again, we've talked about this at length, but I'll mention it again. You know, it's like there's something about Brazilian music that the bass, what you start with, is just so creative and so musical that it's... It can stand on its own, but it's also easy to adapt it to different things. And in her case, she puts in a lot of R&B, a lot of jazz. And the record, I have to say, I like the rest of the record. It's not as up-tempo, and there's not a lot of... it's not as up-tempo as some of her other albums. But this one has a nice, slow, steady groove, and there's some interesting writing. And musically, there's a lot of fun stuff to listen to.
A poeira sobe, o zóio ela fere, a boca ela seca, a pele ela rasga, o vento é um menino, olhando com a gente, corre pela saia, bem contra a parede, bem contra a parede, bem contra a parede.
Felix, next up you brought Congo Sanchez. Where's Congo Sanchez from?
Congo Sanchez, I'm cheating this week because I think I have three bands from Washington, D.C. is that against the rules? I'm sorry. But there's Congo Sanchez is a percussionist and a musician here in Washington, D.C., sort of a sideman. When drummers lead a band and put music together, it always catches my interest because they don't always put the rhythm and everything first. Usually it's the drummers who will mix it all in a nice little package, and that's what he's done on this album and on this track. It's called Oleada Color.
Again, I really like it. I feel like I'm wearing a leopard print jumpsuit and really big hoop earrings at an awesome party.
Like Foxy Brown.
I still wish it went somewhere.
You know, it's one of these things where this is more like a meditation. This EP that he put out, it's more like a meditation on rhythm and groove. You know, I can hear you taking some of these rhythms.
It's very... sexy meditation.
You know, it is. It's an ICP, and you can't argue with a sideman stepping out on his own, you know, to do something that he hears. I mean, imagine, as a sideman, your job is to make other people's visions come true.
Well, you can't argue against it. There's some pretty crappy sideman projects out there.
Well, that's true. But this is one of them.
But I won't argue with this.
No, this is one that works, you know. And the sideman is that whole concept. It's one of these things where you're really valued if you're very good at interpreting other people's stuff. And when you get a chance to do your own expression, in this case, it works out.
In fact, you're in a very funky mood this week.
Like we said at the beginning of the show, we got a bunch of CDs and lots of emails from people. You know, we got a lot of music on store since we've been doing all these other projects recently. And it just so happens that there's a trio of CDs that have come in that are just steeped in my favorite 70s funky soul sound.
Nice.
It's a mixture of Latin, a mixture of Afro-Cuban, a mixture of Brazilian and 70s funk. So, you know, Congo Sanchez was part of that, the one we played at the beginning of the show, the Funk Arc, and their track Wayward Bill. And now we're going to continue with another band. This is a side project of the group Grupo Fantasma. This is a thing called Brownout,
uh-huh.
And their album is called Uzi, and this is called Flaximus. I see you nodding your head and smiling.
Very funky. Funky stuff.
the whole album is funky like this, and it goes back to the 70s funk. And there's, you know, when you think about 70s funk, it was a mixture of contemporary R&B from the 70s, and funk just sort of developed on its own. You know, you take it for granted that it's always been there, but when you live through it and hearing stuff, the early Sly and the Family Stone stuff, and then how it eventually just grew and you turn into Parliament, turns into even some of the jazz stuff that George Duke used to do. Herbie Hancock dabbled in funk in the 70s and added a whole electronic jazz to it. All of that stuff was a lot of fun to listen to and a lot of fun to experience. Go out and buying records. It was always, you never knew what you were going to find or what you were going to hear, what these guys were trying. Different rhythms, different textures, different electronic instruments. So now these guys come along, bands like Brownout, or this guy Congo Sanchez, or the Funk Arc, or any of these other funk bands that we play, even in other parts of the world. These guys come along and take that, and like we said earlier, it's like you can't fake it. You can't fake this funky feeling. You really got to have it. And these guys deliver. So it, for me, it's like an update. It's like a revisit with an old friend. You know?
And I think I finally figured out what t-shirt to get you for your birthday. You can't fake the funk.
Now we're going to a different kind of funk. This is the funk from the jungles of Peru by way of Brooklyn. This is Chicha Lila.
We've played Chicha Libre on our show before, and I love Peruvian cumbia. I love psychedelic cumbia. It's like I'll never get tired of it.
I really love the way these guys have immersed themselves into that particular style and that particular genre. This is psychedelic cumbia from the 60s, reimagined very creatively and faithfully, reimagined by their own musical sensibilities. It's a French guy, two French guys, some Mexican guys, some American guys, based in Brooklyn. And they are just so dedicated to recreating the sound sonically. They record in analog instruments. They do all these different things to make it as true to the sound as possible.
Right.
So Jasmine, remember a while back when we did a Brazilian show and it was all about cultural cannibalism?
Yeah. Yes.
And the writer
Oswald de Andrade. He wrote the Manifesto Antropófago.
Well, these guys on this album were influenced by that, and they named their album Cannibalismo.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole idea of cultural cannibalism.
Well, there's definitely some cultural cannibalism. I mean, Peruvian cumbia incorporates a whole lot of psychedelic rock, surf rock, and Andean cumbia, you know?
Yeah.
And Colombian cumbia. brought some electro jarocho.
Jarocho being a very distinct musical style from Mexico. This is a band from the San Francisco Bay Area. It's called Sistema Bomb. This track is called El Cascabel.
El son jarocho es la bandera de un pueblo en acción. Caminemos y empecemos a recorrer un sonido musical, un sonido jamás visto, un sonido que viene desde el fondo de la tierra.
So I think you can hear the sound that it's based on. It's based on with the little tiny guitar, sometimes requinto, it's a real small little guitar.
And is that what jarocho is?
It's this style. It's the chiquita. Okay. That's this. It's the style. The son jarocho is the jarocho song from that style. It's there's a movement in California and in Baja and Tijuana and in parts of Mexico that's reclaiming that in a very authentic way. There are like traditional bands playing son jarocho, and then other bands mix in different elements to it. This is a project from two producers from the Bay Area called Hector Heckdog Perez and Greg Landau. Greg Landau is a guy who's worked with Rock en Español back in the late 80s, early 90s, and he even produced the last Maldita Vecindad album. So he's a very prolific producer. He's done a lot of interesting things. And I think what they've done with this electric jarocho is just amazing. It's just, they mix in electronica, they mix in the tradition, and create this really great sound.
Are they from the Bay Area by any chance?
This is Sistema Bomb is the name of the band, and the album's called Presents Electro Jarocho. This album features bands from all over the Bay Area and from California.
They just sound so Bay Area. And I'm back in the Mission.
Are you really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
This is a really good record. Out and find it.
I'm about to stop by Taqueria Pancho Villa.
Oh man, let's go. Oh my God. We talked about it when we were listening and previewing the music, how that rhythm is the same rhythm that Calle 13 uses on the beginning of their song Latino America.
Oh, yeah.
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 And Ruben Blades used it way back when on Buscando America, the album from the 80s, from one of his songs as well, too. So it's a very popular folk tradition that just is never going out of style.
Well, and that's an amazing thing about Calle 13, which is that they are really able to incorporate non-reggaeton, non-dembow sounds
right
into their rapping styles,
right,
which makes them go above and beyond any reggaeton artist out there right now.
And puts them creatively in the same circle as guys like this.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
I am really intrigued by the next artist you brought in.
This is a woman by the name of Eva Las Vegas, and I'll tell you about her, but you got to hear this song. This is a song called Polo Margariteño. It's from an album called I Was Born in a Place of Sunshine and the Smell of Ripe Mangoes.
Wow.
Eva Las Vegas gets the award for the most interesting artist of this show. She is a Venezuelan-born musician who has lived in Seattle for a number of years, since at least the late 90s. She's a performance artist, and when I was doing a little bit of research on her, I found out that she was part of a band in the late 90s with Chris Novoselic from... After Kurt Cobain committed suicide, he formed a band with Eva Las Vegas.
And Chris Novoselic from Nirvana.
And they formed a... This woman performed at one of his birthday parties. They formed a band, and they played for a little while, and then the band broke up. She played on the streets for a while as a, you know, performance artist, and now she's making a name for herself doing these intimate performances. She uses her sexuality. She's openly gay. She performs at all these different events in support of gay causes. She's mastered the cuatro, which is a small little guitar, like we talked about, using traditional music in various Latin American countries.
Sure.
She's an amazing cuatro player. If you listen to this album, it's just her and a cuatro, and then on four tracks, it's her and a guitar. She's an amazing musician. Her lyrics tell these great stories.
Very poignant.
Very poetic. And she just stands out. And if you look at this, and her album cover is a picture of her, like, behind these jail bars. I mean, it's a punk aesthetic visually.
Right.
Which is completely different.
No,
from
when
the
I got the album,
aesthetic.
I thought this is going to be a punk band.
And it comes out like this.
Yeah. Now, you said something to me, very, you know, possibly controversial. You said, this woman could be the next Chavela Vargas.
She is in that sensibility of using who she is as a person in her writing, in her music.
Okay.
And I don't know if she's the next Chavela Vargas, but she's in that vein of very powerful statements, very powerful music, and very musical presentation. And for that, I really admire and respect her.
Cool.
So as I said, I'm a big fan of Eva Las Vegas. I look forward to hearing more from her music, and we will look for that track when she worked with the guy from Nirvana.
Definitely.
We're going to continue to another amazing voice that you found.
Speaking of someone you just stumble upon, this is Irene Diaz, and I'll tell you how I found out about her after we hear her song. This is I Love You Madly.
Got you on my mind. My chemicals are What was just the thought of you? Oh, you make me shine. And I love the way you wake me up. You kiss so sweet, can't get enough. We breakfast done, you fill my cup and love you, madly.
This voice knocked me out.
It knocked me out, and I totally discovered it by sheer coincidence. I got an invite to some Los Angeles coffee bar event, which I live in Washington, D.C.
Right.
And I clicked on it, and I saw that, you know, I looked through the artists that were playing out of curiosity. Obviously, I can't even go.
Right.
And I saw this name, Irene Diaz, and I looked up, I think they had a sample of her songs, and I was just like, whoa, who is this? You know, it total coincidence. I could have just deleted that email. Irene Diaz was born in LA. She plays at a lot of local coffee shops and bars. She's very young, and her dad taught her how to play the guitar. And that's all I know about her.
That's, you know, let's hopefully we'll hear from her and find out more about her and see if we can get some more music.
Isn't it exciting, though, when you find someone that probably not a lot of people know about, and they're just, you know how you said you can't fake the funk?
Yeah.
You can't fake the soul either. Mm-hmm. And she is just so believable in her emotion. When she says, "I love you madly" in this song, I believe she loves me madly.
Love you madly. Times are beautiful, so beautiful, yes they are. Filled with honeydew, flowers and guitar. And I wrote a song for you, sing how special you are. Got you on my mind. My chemicals are wild with just the thought of you. I love you madly. I love you madly. Oh, I love.
I wonder if she calls herself Irene or Irene.
Huh. Did I call her Irene? I'm sorry, Irene. Or, I don't know, maybe it's Irene. I do that. I always assume that people pronounce their names in Spanish.
This has been a show of great new music and a lot of fun discoveries.
And you know, Felix, I'm pretty surprised that you haven't brought up a surprising fact that all of my songs this week are really melancholy,
you
and
know,
mellow. I'm always the one bringing the dance tracks and like the heavy, you know, beats. And I brought really melancholy stuff. Are you going to ask me?
Are you missing Mexico City? I mean, what was the deal with that? I know you
no,
didn't want to come back.
Honestly, I think I just, you know, we've been traveling so much and doing so many guest DJs, which require a lot of production, that I think I was just ready to kick my shoes off and relax and listen to some really laid-back tunes.
And we're going to go out on a very, very laid-back tune.
Ooh,
that you brought in.
This is so good. This is Marcelo Genesi from Brazil doing Por Que Nos, or Why Us?
Éramos célebres líricos, éramos sãos. Lúcido.
Doidos, céticos, cínicos, não. Músicos práticos, só de canção. Nada didáticos, nem na intenção. Tímidos, típicos, sem solução. Davam-nos rótulos, todos em vão. Éramos únicos na geração. Éramos nós dessa vez. Tínhamos dúvidas clássicas, muita aflição. Críticas lógicas, ácidas não. Pérolas ótimas, cartas na mão. Eram recados pra toda a nação. Éramos súditos da rebelião. Símbolos plácidos, cândidos não. Ídolos mínimos, multiplação. Sempre tem gente.
Marcelo Genesi, in 2010, he released a very acclaimed album called Feito para Acabar, Made to End, and he just has this very melancholy, beautiful vibe, and his music is like a sigh to me.
And nice.
One of my favorite anecdotes about him is that he was raised between Sao Paulo and Pernambuco, and he was raised on radio and on soap opera soundtracks. Which, you know, his music is so melancholy that there's like a joke in there. One of the moments of I Made It in his career was that one of his collaborations got onto the soundtrack of a very popular soap opera in Brazil.
Nice touch.
So, you know, this is an excellent soundtrack to the soap opera that is my life.
Das clássicas, muita aflição. Críticas lógicas, ácidas não. Pérolas ótimas, cartas na mão. Eram recados pra toda a nação. Éramos súditos da rebelião. Símbolos plácidos, cândidos não. Sempre tem gente pra chamar de nós. Sejam milhares, centenas ou dois. Ficam no tempo os torneios da
voz. I really like it. It's a great way to bring us to the end of the show, packed full of new music. And we were both on a kind of a mellow groove today. A funky groove, but a mellow groove. We want to remind you that you can hear every single song we played on this show on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow. Sorry, I'm lost in the music.
You should see her face. She has a sad little melancholy face. Read the credits, Jasmine. Read the credits. Stay with us.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Por favor.
Oh, man.
Síganos. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras. This has been Alt Latino.
Just can't fake it.